Blog Talk Radio. The Cards of the Lions shall break every chain.
Shalom. I think all three lines are open. Brother DeWater, Brother Mahara, Brother Cohen, are y'all on?
Yeah, our teacher got it today.
Oh, okay.
Our
all right.
Leaders, our teacher.
And I'm here.
We go sit back, and when he want us to interject, we go interject, because this is an amazing subject. I don't even know where he's going with it from here. But I do know the
Bible. You shouldn't have picked that subject. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, we're going to burn lines down again. And Brother Drew, you know that one we were on, it looked like they a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it looks like, unless I've missed it, it looks like they didn't leave a stream up there.
Which one? What program was that?
It was one of them big ones we did. It was all three of us was online, and I don't remember the topic right off the top of my head, but it was like 3 weeks ago, and I was like looking for it, and I was like, "Hey, where is this stream?"
I'll go check it out and make.
But anyway,
3 weeks ago, I'll go look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that,
yeah.
All is good. All is good.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll go check.
All right, Billy. Y'all shalom.
All right,
Billy here.
Yes.
We go. We're going to
and we're gonna work it, and I know you're in the right spot because we're going way back. All right.
Wow.
The question is this: do all gods have mothers?
Yes. And that's not an emotional response. Yes.
I know that that's not about my God. And see, a lot of people don't know this. They keep saying God, he, and God this, and God created things. God did not create his own mother. Every God has
you,
a mother.
Right. And you know, the Catholic Church, they're real big on that because they say they elevated Mary, who they say is the son of Jesus, right? They say Mary, the mother of God. That's one of their religious expressions, Cole. You know it. You know it.
In the Catholic Church, and they call Hail Marys.
Yes. And that's when you do what? You call out to her and seeking her forgiveness and absolution for your sins. Come on. They pray into her.
Yeah. And all Catholics, they do the Hail, everything they do Hail Marys. 8 or 10 times doing what they call when they go into the Catholic Church,
confession.
What they call it, go there for mass.
Mass and confession.
Doing mass. So the question to society today: well, I believe in Jesus, but what about his mother?
Yeah.
And does all gods, as far back as you go, do all gods have a mother? And it goes back into the anti-metric art occult. And not the patriarchy. So why do you keep saying God, he, when the source and power of their all the energy there come from the feminine energy? And it's the
let me edify you, Cole. Let me edify you, Cole. You know when you say he, okay, he, which is English, came from another language first, and you already know where I'm going because I was teaching the language. They switched the genders. He is she.
In the Hebrew language.
Yes. So when you say he, H-E, he, that's feminine. That's she.
She.
And W-H-O is masculine for he. See, you don't remember I had to teach you all the pronouns. I had to teach you when you learned it in Hebrew. How exactly? How did you
learn it years ago in the class?
Because that's right. So they say
Bible, it came from Hebrew and this that. So you gotta go back to the Paleo Hebrew, Phoenician language to understand what's going on. And when you do not understand it, you miss the whole interpretation of the word. So when we keep saying God, he. This is why I tell people you keep missing the mark because you, even though you're speaking one thing, but you're not, you're sinning because you're falling short of the mark of the bullseye. It's got to be she.
Right. And whoever schemes up this topic for today's program is almost bringing tears to my eyes because, Cole, you're just doing what you always do. And Dwight, you know, I mean, the guilty party, man. And then we're going to have to get some charges on Drew for even allowing this platform to happen today. I'm sorry, Drew. We got to kick some mud on you, brother. Because, I mean, you guys can't keep doing this to me. That's all I'm going to say to you. Okay? Because you're evoking memories from the linguistics class. So remember how I said, when you're learning Hebrew, they say, he is she, who is
he?
Yes. And then when someone knocks on the door, on your front door, when someone knocks on your door, and you don't look out the peephole to see who they are. When you answer the knock on the door in Hebrew, you say me who? That means
me who?
Who is it?
Yeah.
Me who? Who is it? Me who? So it's funny because the religion used in English right now with saying God, he's going to do this. It's a matriarchy. And they did the same thing with the word Adonai. Remember, we looked that up in the Etymological Language Hebrew Dictionary as well, and I pointed that out. So the word Adonai is two words put together. It's the last part of the word is Queen Nut of Egypt, credited with a pinch of clay and a drop of blood on the potter's wheel. I think between you and Dua, one of y'all who understood that symbolism explained it once I said the word was a compound, then you guys elaborated on it further in the classroom. You say, yeah, we know who that is.
So when you go back and look at the language that it comes from, you got to understand the energy that's involved, the masculine feminine energy involved. I was talking about that the other day, and I was sharing that, and why I asked the word, does all gods have a mother? Because God made everything, but he didn't make his mother.
Yeah, all gods that they have told us, and we see them and have observed and witnessed them using, even our amount of time we've been living on Earth, the answer is definitely yes.
Right.
They do. They don't talk about the daddy. I'm not sure why they don't want to go that route. But definitely, like they even tell you, well, the first mitochondrial DNA, Lucy, who's been found to be 2.5 million to maybe 5 million years, found in the deserts of, in Ethiopia. It's like, yeah, keep looking now, because Steve is there somewhere too.
Well,
you found Lucy. Look
for
Steve. Where's Steve? Hmm?
No, well, when you go back to the great goddess mother concept, there is no Steve. The word is ibogenesis. You know, you said out of darkness came light.
Right.
Out of that feminine energy of triple darkness come light. That is the goddess cult, and that is the stage of ibogenesis. Brother Meher,
mm-hmm.
You are research. What's the word ibogenesis?
Yeah.
And let's break this word down. Because ibogenesis, parthenol, and genesis, that is the three stages, and the fourth is biogenesis, but that's another stage. Let's go through the stage of genesis.
Well, we already know that that's, first of all, we do know, and what you're saying, because you're throwing around the word genesis, is
right.
Generations of Isis.
Right. Well, let's go
back
to
feminine.
The word ibogenesis. Let's look that word up, because, like he said, you do not necessarily need a masculine entity that to create an offspring. And from the rhythm of the mother, even in the symbol of the so-called satanic thing, when you call Baphomet, there was a thing called Nanabaruku in the Yoruba tradition, where the sun and moon is birthed out of the womb of the feminine energy.
Now hold on a minute. Now let's go way back. Now we got to go way, way, way back before
the
entity that we call the sisters.
We're going way back.
No. We ain't talking troglodytes. Troglodytes is somebody who got enslaved. We ain't talking about them. They don't even count yet. They don't count yet. Okay. But we're talking about the off-world black female queens who came from another system that the pyramids are all built and oriented and facing towards right now. That would be the sisters, SST is pronounced sister, from the old tablets. That's where you get your English word, listening audience, from, for sister. I don't care what they're talking about right now with the interpretation. You got to go way back to a star system that is a matriarch system, and that star system referred to as Orion or Uranus in the New Testament. Everywhere you see the word heaven in the New Testament is Uranus in Greek, which is in English is Orion. Who rules there? Women do. And from there, they're supposed to have birthed us on this place in which we get our start from. Not the women walking around right now. They don't have that ability because they themselves were birthed
right.
from these same women. It said there were seven pairs, which is 14 kids, basically. Seven males, seven females. And hence the term 7-11, to populate the seven areas, which is now today, by today's standards, near the 11 oceans. So the ones whose biology is highly more evolved than what's walking around here, even 10,000 years ago. You got to go back to the sister queens from Orion who did that, and they were called the birthing goddesses. That's another terminology they used for them.
Well, you can see why.
So yeah, we're speaking the same thing.
In order to set things right and put things on the right track, you're going to have to go back to the origin. As we've been taught, you got to go to the very beginning of all things, even to come to this. So when you go talk about the – and here's another thing, Brother Meher. In the Hebrew language, how many different definitions for the word God is in there?
Oh, there's too many. You got Elohim, Elohei, El Shaddai. You got Eloah. You got it's all over the place. So it's a culmination.
What God you're talking about, and which one, even in the Hebrew language? Am I correct?
Yes, as a matter of fact, to be exact, Cole. You know, in the book of Shmotes, Exodus, when it's talking about the Philistines, Elohim, it gives a name to them. So you have YHWH Elohim, and then you have Dagon Elohim. What's Dag? The fish god.
Yeah.
So
Dagon,
the
yeah,
people
Dagon.
In parts of Africa have named themselves today after that. Instead of
Dagon.
Calling themselves the Dagon, they call themselves the Dogon. And
yes,
the same fish god story of someone half human, half fish, came and gave them the symbols that they're looking at regarding the solar system. So those people's name, as we know today, is Dogon, which is the same root letters, D-G-N.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing in etymology of any language, you find out what the rules are, if they have vowels. If the answer is yes, drop the vowels and go with the root consonants. So you can see what's going on with the language, and you can understand better from the basic root level of what they're trying to say to you.
And you taught that in our linguistic classes, and when we use it to today, we'll tell you all the time. If you don't study through etymology, timeline, chronology, and linguistics, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right. Now,
because
I got your definition. I got your definitions for what you asked me to look up.
Uh-huh.
And they spread the word out, right? So they're saying, look at the word bio is in it. So, and then because they put the A in front of that word, B-I-O, that means they took it and made it a present and future tense for that word that forms the word bio, biology, and as such. So check this out. It says the original evolution of life, or living organism from inorganic and inanimate substances to construct any convincing theory of, and they go into the abiogenesis. It says we must take into account the condition of the earth about 4 billion years ago. And here's another term. It says another term for spontaneous generation.
Yes, sir. And that's
okay,
called the great mother goddess concept. The birthing
right, and
creation,
that's not spontaneous because these birthing queens and or the terms they would use called the goddesses, they came from some place with the express purpose of doing this and birthing out 7 males and 7 females. They birthed them out. And we are not like them. We are from them, but we're not like them. We don't have that. See, it was a purpose in mind because they would represent, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cole, they would represent the total body, the total embodiment of both masculine and feminine principle.
Exactly.
To which these animals down here and their man-made gods and their Baphomet, they got somebody with the bottom half looking like a goat. He's got breasts. He's got all the organs. He's just messed up looking. And it's like, we didn't come from anything like that. Not in a long shot. We've always been called the beautiful people. Who produced us? The beautiful people, i.e. those beautiful women did that. If you want to call them women.
Remember, that image, it locks a whole lot of the occult energy that's out there. Because not only do they have breasts, but it also has a penis. And all these things, but there is an Orisha in the Ifa and the African pageant called, her name is Nana Baruku, and the name
right.
is yep, she's the birth of the sun and the moon. That'd be Mu and Lisa. Mu and Lisa, if you look it up, that means moon and sun was birthed out of that particular concept we're talking about. So the next word of Brother Mahan is Papanos. Papanogenesis is the next word. That's stage two.
Brother Cole.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
The first 39 books in the Bible is Torah, meaning that everything is in Hebrew. And when we understand that the first chapter of the Torah is called Bereshit. Bereshit means the reconstruction.
And it also means breath.
And see, so
absolutely.
Bereshit means breath.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But it still represents what Dewa said. It still represents reconstruction because when you hit chapter 2.
Bereshit, Barah, Alahayim, Hasamayim, Wa'aretz.
Right. Hold on. Both of you are right, okay? Brother Dewaya is going way, way back because, remember, there was something else already here when this new beginning start. And it said, when it said man is made to conquer, man is this some sort of man. He is the leader. He is all of these things, right? Leader over what? Is not talking about him by himself. So I got a little surprise for you guys because this came up and we got to go to Bereshit. I'm sorry, we're gonna have to do this, Cole. Just so we can dispel some of these myths. We're gonna jump into Genesis 1:1 again. For the edification of the listening audience, and we have to talk about proper grammar and what this is saying. So in Hebrew, Genesis 1:1, it reads, Bereshit bara Elohim et Hashemayim wa ha'aretz. Okay? That's what it says in 1:1. But they translate it in the beginning, and some books use the word G-O-D with an S. In the beginning, God's creating the heavens and the earth. Stop. That's wrong interpretation for what is being said here. So you have something plural, Bereshit, okay? And then you have a singular verb. Bara by itself as a verb is feminine.
That's
okay?
Right.
Are we clear on that? That's a feminine verb.
That's right.
Before you get to the word Elohim, you have to stop. You have to say Bereshit bara, stop, okay? Because the next word coming after bara is plural. So there is no way you got the singular verb, and the subject is, again, you don't know the name of who's doing this beginning, the multiple beginnings in the creation. You don't know that because the name isn't given. But they're trying to tell you, Bereshit bara Elohim. No, wrong. It's saying whoever this principle is created them, the plural ones, which means mighty ones, rulers, and judges. Are there feminine principles up in that? Definitely. Are there masculine principles up in that? Definitely. Those are the ones who they're now turning into gods. Who's got mothers?
Brother Maher.
They didn't self-create themselves. They got somebody who made them.
Right.
So this principle here.
Let Brother Dewar go ahead and talk. I know you're ready to say. Go ahead, Brother Dewar.
Brother Maher.
Yes.
Genesis is from the word geno, which means a particular kind or kindred.
Yes.
See, this goes all the way back to the sixth chapter of Genesis when the gods came out down the earth and breeded with the – they made a certain kind of being, which is the Anunnaki.
Right.
Okay. This is where all of that confusion is because – if you don't understand the first 39 books, the first 39 books is Torah. You have to understand Judaism before you can understand any damn thing that's in the Bible.
Correct. Correct. And let me edify something you just said, Brother Dewaya. You know that they use two different words to describe these ones who came down, right? You got the word Elohim. That's the first word you're going to run into, right? Then they turn around. And they use Nephilim. No, Nephilim is not a race.
No,
Nephilim means they came down. So who came down? Okay? You say they came down. The Nephilim came down. You're not saying anything if you say it that way. Because the word itself means to come down. So the came down, is that what we're saying? If you're mixing a Hebrew word with an English word? No, we can't be meaning that. The Elohim came down. And you know that because when it says Adam, quote unquote, did what he did, that they weren't here. Then suddenly, when he came back, he said, where are you? This is not the Most High Creator talking.
Right.
What they call the voice. And you mentioned something in Yoruba where you said, did you use the word Ruku or some term like that a moment ago? Okay, that word is signifying the Great Spirit, who is the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's in this book too.
Right.
And that's the one that you can't see. It doesn't operate that way. That's the one that we say is the power behind everything, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, and all of that. That's where everyone understands when they say you must come in one and become part of this great mind. They're talking about that. Anything
yeah.
else, and it says in the Torah, nothing that you see in the heavens, on the earth, in the waters beneath the earth is an Elohim for you. It's not a God for you. What are you doing? You can't do it. If
what
it's running around in a skin suit, if it's running around in a skin suit, or somebody went and carved it out of a piece of wood or made plaster of Paris, or you went to the discount store, the dollar store, and you paid 99 cents for your God, anything you got your hands on that you can see with your eyes is not the power over you, period. And that's the point it was making, although some things look contradictory because you already know about infiltration in the book. You know about that.
To the point why we bring it up, why we run around and saying he, we're missing the mark because we're not giving proper reference or proper, accolade to the proper energy in order
right.
For it to line up, and everything is out of bounds. So the challenge word today is, does all gods have mothers?
Yes, and did you not tell us in the class, Cole, that they had two Bibles over there in Europe anyway? They had the He Bible and the She Bible?
Right.
Think about what you were saying. They already understood what this was about. They knew it. And the fact
Bible.
That they took Nut, the Egyptian goddess, credited with creating man on a potter's wheel with a pinch of clay and a drop of blood.
Yep.
They changed, according to the Hebrew, the Eichmann's Hebrew language etymological language dictionary, they changed the gender of Adonai from feminine to masculine. So in the synagogues, when they're giving praise and honor to Adonai, they're still worshiping a woman, an Egyptian woman. And you're not supposed to know that. Because now in their dictionaries, Adonai is seen as masculine gender. You don't know it's feminine first. You don't know it comes from ancient Egypt.
I'm trying to think what particular etymological dictionary I got this out of, but from the Hebrew interlinear, the word El Shaddai dealt with the big breasted one.
Yes. And right. And Shaddai also means powerful.
Yeah.
So that term is used in Arabic. I was talking to a brother yesterday on the phone, and he said, so El Shaddai in Hebrew. I said, right. He knows some Hebrew. He knows some Arabic, too. Arabic is pretty good. I said, okay, well, let me draw your attention. You're familiar with Arabic? He said, yes. I said, okay, so over the word Allah, right, written in Arabic, right? I said, what's that character called that's above the actual Arabic itself that says Allah? And he was thinking about it. And I said, they tell you it's part of grammar. It's called the Shaddai.
The Shaddai.
He
yeah.
said, damn it, that's it. I'm like, yeah, so you just said El Shaddai using characters in the Arabic characters. Instead of saying Hebrew letters, El Shaddai, you jumped over to the Arabic, Shaddai, right over the word that they're translating into God.
Wow.
Yeah, it's right there. Brother, linguistics is beautiful.
It
really is a beautiful art form. I call it an art form because of the things that it can take you and show you. I wanted to go to, if it's okay, Cole, because I got to finish edifying Brother Dwyer because he brought up Genesis, and we got to go back to chapter 1. Now, most people know that chapter 1, verse 2 says this. I'm going to read the English. It says, and when the earth was astonishingly empty with darkness upon the surface of the deep, and the divine presence hovered above the surface of the waters. And I'm going to stop right here because that's verse 2. Right. And now, check this out. This English we just read and what's in Ivrit don't mean that.
Right.
The part where it says, first of all, where it says, when the earth was astonishingly empty. No. The verbs, and this is the rule to always remember when you're dealing with ancient languages, okay? Yoruba, Hausa, and there's another dialect y'all got over there that you deal with, I'm pretty sure you're probably familiar with too as well, Cole. Everything, if there's a verb and there's a pronoun attached to the verb, it's always about people. Well, this verse 2, chapter 1 of Genesis, all the verbs in there are verbs with personal pronouns, not object possessive. Object possessive would mean my book, your glasses, your pen, your pencil. That's object possessive. This is not what this is. This is not talking about somebody walking around on the surface of this place kicking rocks. That's not what that is. It's telling you that there were people here. And they became, when you fully expand that Hebrew, and I'm looking for my paper right now. I didn't know we were going to get this deep in the topic, but maybe next time. I want to take this and probably post it up on my Facebook because I wrote out the complete interpretation for chapter 1, verse 2 completely, and it tells you that the people were in competition against each other, and the way that they competed against each other, as we do today, they became empty and void. So now they've given you some of the pieces of the word in this quasi-translation by saying the earth was astonishingly empty. No, it said the people became empty, and they became filled with darkness. The people became filled with darkness. All of this it is saying, and they're talking about what it is that the Spirit was trying to do now to get these people out of the rut that they were in, that they had fallen into. And so – you know, here's a question to ask, and this is a question based on logic. Why would you be creating a man to do a new thing in the earth and also replenish what was already here? If what was already here was fine, why are you trying to replace it then? So the question is not to ask who we say is the creator. The question is, question the people who did this interpretation like this.
Right.
Because doing it the way that they did it, they hid everything. And now you're sitting there going, God, okay, so what's up with this? Why are we replacing somebody? Who was here? Now you're going to ask all these other questions that they sought so hard to hide. Who did we replace? Who was here? And what did they do to each other when they were here? Because I'm looking at it, these verbs are saying they were in competition against each other. And the way that they competed against each other, it was lethal.
Yeah. Okay.
Brother,
let me move right back to the topic. Does all gods
yes,
have mothers?
Brother Cole. Brother Cole.
Go ahead, brother.
Well, we have to realize that.
After that, that already. Go ahead.
Every being that's here on Earth come from another planet, which these planets is called like the war of the gods. They became gods when they came down here to Earth. This is what
mm-hmm.
this is one of the things that you had to understand so you can understand what we're talking about. Is that everybody on Earth is aliens. And these alien gods, they got their people down here. They're right now as we speak, worshiping different gods up under the alien concept. So if you don't understand this, this is what you have to understand. You see, like this word Shaddai, and the God El Shaddai, the Almighty, use of worship of the headdress, a box symbol of Solomon's temple. Solomon's
yep.
name was Sol, the sun. I mean, so for we have to go back. And you can see all of this, you know, of what you're talking about. We have to go back. You first have to, your mind has to understand that everybody down here on Earth is alien. You came from another planet.
Right,
this
yep.
is the mind stuff. So that's what I wanted to interject into that. Okay.
that's what I was trying to get back to, because we say ain't but one God. No, it's not. That's why it's over 330,000 different, because
right.
we got all these other entities already came with their so-called concept, and the word God came from the Gothic. Don't mean what we think it means. We should say entities or beings or rulers, as you read in the word Elohim, are rulers, right? So these are
yes, mighty ones and rulers.
Yeah, to set up a dynasty, and with a dynasty, you need people. The people there, we are the slaves to these entities. We're here for their purpose and their use, but folks don't know that. Everybody on the planet is a damn slave.
Yep. And that's why it uses that word, Cole, in the original language. Speaking English, they can play with you. They can play with your mind. They can manipulate
yes,
right. you. Nah, man, ain't no God made you to be no slave, because they don't have to use the word. But if you read these original texts, you run into Ebed. Ebed means what? One of the definitions is slave.
Mm-hmm.
It also means worker.
Yeah.
And they gave you a religious interpretation to say, oh, it means to worship. No, that's worship is a Eurocentric word. That word, that interpretation does not fit the word Ebed. And then it says what's going to happen to the people on the planet again. They're going to be re-Ebed. What? Well, what's that mean? They will be re-enslaved by these other super races that Dewar is talking about. So they're coming back. We're going to see some stuff that we can't pronounce very soon, I think.
That's why I brought the topic up. Brother Dewar thought it was a great topic. It can go many places with it. But that is one that I want to bring to the platform today, because we run around in a generalization, everything generalized, and why thing is all messed up, because it has to operate within its vibration and frequency in order for it to manifest. When you take it out of its frequency, out of its vibration and frequency, out of its algorithm, then you get a false illusion of a thing and not the reality of it. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Maher.
No, you're correct. Let me edify you even a little bit further. You know in the Tanakh,
yes.
that the challenge is put forth, especially in the books of Isaiah. It says you're turning to other gods whom are no gods, and it says, and he gives, there's a standard in there. Here's the standard. Give me the name of your God and show me what your God has created in the earth. You see, that's a standard. It uses that standard. Now you got man in these laboratories with the Jason projects and all these other stuff who are doing things to DNA, manipulating stuff. Oh, we found the cure to kill the soul, because not everybody's got quote unquote a soul. The soul is the Ruku, the one you just said in Yoruba, which is
yes.
the same in Raka in the old Aramaic tongue, which is Roki or Raka in Cherokee, which is forms the two words together to say Hiraka in English, Cherokee. So all of us know what these words are. So whoever got this extra light in them, it's like, we got a vaccine that's going to knock it out. The father who created the vaccine, this is on a biological level, Cole, so I'm not trying to go too far away from what you was talking about, this whole Genesis business. Okay? So he said when he created it that this is to cure the disease of the soul. And so look at who they plan to stick the most with all their stuff, and they've been doing it. And then what happens to us? What state of mind do we fall into as a result of that? You got people already saying from this COVID vaccine, from some who've taken it, and they said they noticed that there was a disconnect within themselves from whatever source they should be connected to, whether they were educated about it or not. The first thing they noticed on that level was there was a disconnection. It's like somebody hung the phone up, okay? Because your pineal gland, which is quote-unquote, that's another part, because all these words have L in it. Pineal means what? Face of God in English. So they're telling you Jacob meditated, or he went to sleep in a place called – no, he didn't go to sleep in a place called Puniel. No. It says basically he used his broadcast antenna to connect to the higher self. We call that ascension, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to disconnect everybody from that with this new level of what they're doing on a biogenesis level. And they ain't playing. They're very serious about what they're trying to do.
You came to the third phase, but let's do the parthenogenesis. That's the second phase.
Okay, what is that? Apotheno?
Apotheogenesis. That's the second phase.
Yeah, isn't that okay? Spell that first part for me. It's A P. I think it's A P.
Apotheno.
Parthenos. Parthenos.
Yeah.
Oh, it just popped right up. There it is. So yeah. We're going to go straight for parthenogenesis definition. Okay, here we go. Reproduction from an ovum without fertilization, especially as a normal process in some invertebrates, that means they don't have a backbone, invertebrates and lower plants. Well, we already know that plants are definitely able to do this. We know that. But that's what it says, the definition, and it says it's a noun.
Yes.
So this thing is not a theory or a guess, especially when you say it's a noun. Yeah, that's a so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. And then after you read that, you went to biogenesis. You make that in your response a while ago. These are stages that folks don't look at. We go through these stages because everything that's in the world is in us, whether we got a vertebrae or not. We eat these things. These things become a part of our makeup. And everything is the ones. Everything has a mind. Everything has a spirit. And a spirit has a mind. It has an algorithm attached to it. It has a language. And it becomes a part of us. And we are a mutation of all of these things all in one. A lot of folks don't know that. You know. Healed man. Healed out of what?
Right. As a matter of fact, just so you know, Co, the word used to be the other way around. It was not called human. That's English. It was called, whenever you spoke of a person in this proper form, you refer to him as manhu.
Manhu.
Manhu. Manhu. Which means from the whole of, out of the totality of who. And who meant you had melanin. So to be called manhu, you had to have melanin. You know that already with the word human, because they say that we don't have Neanderthal DNA in us.
We do not.
They say, well, yeah, if you're talking about these guys with melanin, yeah, Africa, wherever they find, they don't have Neanderthal DNA. Neanderthal would be like the troglodyte people.
But
they said 24% of that is either troglodyte or Neanderthal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sir.
The human being's blood is O positive and O negative. That O is actually a cycle. Cycle negative, cycle positive. A subhuman's blood is AB compound. Now, some black people have this bloodline because of mutation. But even if you got the bloodline, everything deals with the mind. You can have the blood of a white. It's very few black people have that blood, A, B, and AB complex. But the mind is what's the key part here. And you talking about
right.
teaching who got A blood, but his mind
mm-hmm.
into that system of a subhuman being. Because all subhuman beings have AB product. They need O blood so they can fix the vaccine. See, you can't have that's when they need black people's blood. They take the shit out of mine when I go to the VA hospital.
I know, man. They got that vehicle back there at the back of the building, man. If Co shows up, they're gonna be taking his too. Hey, Co, don't come over here to Dallas because they already know about you. They're on the lookout for you, Co. They're gonna just hook that vacuum cleaner right up to you and suck all your essence out of you. I try to stay out of it. I go in for minor stuff like glasses adjustment and stuff like that. Hey, you want to give some blood today? No. Because they're making all of these cures and antibodies off of us. You know that, right, Dua? They're doing that.
Yeah, they said that. They have to have our blood to make the vaccine. You can't make the vaccine for the COVID-19 or any goddamn thing that you need a vaccine for, you got to use old blood. That's human blood.
Yeah.
See, you got to realize that the subhuman were once a human being, just as children up in the Caucasus Mountains. So
they fell, did they not? They fell. What do you mean by they fell? Something happened that they don't want to talk about, but if you're in the biochemistry biology world, chemistry world, any of those things that's going to lead to helping you to understand what happened, then you start to say, wait a minute, you guys used to be like this, but now you are, no wonder the Old Testament is referring to you guys as the same as animals, because it's referring to them as animals. So when it it's telling you that, it is busted. Look, what did it say about Esau? Oh, the Edomites. It says, what is their mascot, their image? It says the boar. How many black people do I know look like boars in the face? Down here in the South. I haven't seen so many like that down here. And here's another one for you, Cole. Quite a few of them have those Edomite names, too. Do you know there's 46,000 black folks in this country with the name Odom? Odom is related to Edom. And then you have the Edom, Texas. Right.
Yeah.
And then you have Odem, Texas also. You have O-D-E-M. I didn't know that was there. I found that one recently going back to Edom, Texas. And in the Google search engine, it popped up O-D-E-M, Texas. And guess what's next door in Louisiana? EDOX. Right on the shore of Louisiana is E-D-O-X. That's the Roman Latinized version for E-D-O-M. But when you see some of these people and they look the way that they look, you'd be like, okay, all right. If they're and going with what Dawah just said, if their spirit and their minds are highly elevated, you ain't gonna have no problem with them. But the ones who are not, when they meet you, they don't like you. Their vibe is already up to let you know, stay clear of this person.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to know why they don't like you. You just follow what that spirit put on you. Stay away from whatever the crowd is. Because there's other people that call, you know, you got people who call you up and they talk to you, and they don't all necessarily look like us.
That's right.
And you get along just
time.
Fine with them.
Yeah.
You talk to them just like they're your kinfolk.
Yeah. Yep, I counsel them all the time. They call, they got issues. So
yeah.
That's why we brought this subject
matter. No different
than us. I think we've laid it out there pretty good. I don't know if you brother think about it, but the other question was, does all God have mothers? And the question is, yes, without that, they don't exist.
Right, and they have statutes for them, stones,
yeah.
Carvings, paintings, whatever you want to call it. They have that, and if you, like I always, we always said, if he's in a skin suit, he got parents. He
and
or
so
she
the
got parents.
They come,
you can take that to the bank.
All them got a daddy die.
Every
yep.
religion, every religion.
As a day we begin, the day that it ends.
Every religion has the female, has a statue of the female and the child, which is the God. God, you know, I don't give a damn what religion is. Tell me what religion is. I'll tell you the name of the goddamn woman and
right.
and the God's name. I got a book on it, Encyclopedia
right.
of God. Tell me the name of your religion, and I'll tell you the female who was worshipped. Before
right.
God was, see, the God
absolutely.
Was worshiped way before. See, this word God ain't the 1,500 years old. And see, I understand something else better when it says in the Bible that Magog and Gog had conquered the world and everybody bowed down to worship him. You bowed down worshiping him because your ass believe in God.
And all they did was change one letter of Dawaya. They instead of saying G-O-G, they gave you G-O-D. They just removed one letter. And they can do that because of how they established it. And I want to edify you on this as well, too. The Catholic Church religion is not monotheistic. It says it in their own writings. They said it is soft monotheism, and they qualified by saying its doctrine is Trinitarian.
Mm-hmm.
Passing as soft monotheism. They say, yeah, we believe in God. Well, to them, they say all three is one, or one of the other, or part of the other. Well, the original Trinitarian doctrine that came from the Hindus, and Dawah, you're going to love this. Of course, I know you do. Hindus, here we go. Their religions is what? Like at least a good 38,000 years old. So, you know, people been living these different time eras. And here it is. It's like this guy who came lately is using somebody else's stuff. And as a matter of fact, in a joking way, one particular Hindu faction has said to Christianity in comedy, I would say, we want our Christ back because that's our Krishna that you guys are calling Christ. We want Krishna back.
Right.
That's ours.
That's right.
You guys got that from us. That's our concept. The whole package, mom, son, all of that stuff, you got that from us. And so the Catholic Church, again, is let you know, according to their own doctrine, they are Trinitarian. So the original Father, as they say, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that's not what that was. The Church made it into that. It was mother, it was Father, Mother, and the Child. That was the Trinity. And then it changed to what the Church has it to as right now. They took out the Father.
No, they took
put
out
God
the
in there.
The
yeah,
mother.
They took the mother out. Right. They said Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Like, and then they changed the cross. So the part that represents the uterus and the chamber.
The mother,
exactly.
The spirit.
God, you know, because that is a that's a feminine. That's feminine. Right.
The Father and the Son. And see. All religion, I don't give a damn what religion you got, is Hinduism, and I can prove that. It ain't a damn religion on the earth that you worship. Hinduism came in 4000 B.C., and all religion came out of that, and that's when the divinity tribe got conquered by the Aryan that came out of the Caucasus Mountains, and they mixed the religion together, and this is where you get the concept of a God and all this is strictly Aryan. Nobody, no human beings believe in any God. God is, first of all, is a Germanic word. In your Bible,
it
when
is.
You go to the fifth chapter of Genesis, it tells you to give you a key in that according to the tongue, the land, and where it comes. So when we go according
and that's
to the
correct pronunciation. God in German is Gott. 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 G-O-A-T in English in America. And the Torah says don't worship the goat demon. And they're doing it. But they don't know that they're doing it. They have no clue. So this word in the German Bible is definitely pronounced as goat.
Yeah, well let's go back. It was God. It became God in the 5th century. 4th century was G-U-D. Then it was G-O-T-A. Then it was Wooten, and it started with Odin. That's where it's, that's the beginning. It was
right.
Odin. And then all the way down to the 5th century, 1,500 years ago, here come the hippie on the stick with Jesus, because that J is 1,500 years old also, if you go in the etymology dictionary. So all of this stuff is mythology, but they have conquered the world with the belief in God in every nation of people. See, the Yoruba people didn't believe in no God. Ifa was a city. Cole can tell you about that.
Right.
The white boy said that they had all these. There wasn't no God saying go and order them. There wasn't God.
Now, in the Yoruba science, there is no God. They have the orishas, and these are energies and energies recognized. But there's no devil, there's no savior God, none of that is in Ifa. As a matter of fact, they were called the Ifa people way back before Samuel Clother got involved and tried to convert them to Hebrew, because they were first converted to Islam under Muhammad Bila. And then after that, they got switched over into Christianity under the Church, and they incorporated all this. So you have to be careful when you're talking to people in the universe. You have to find out if when they got colonized, were they Muslims or are they Christians? But now in the original science of the people, there is no God. There is no God. There's an entity that they call Odumare. But that is the energy of thought and where things come from out of triple darkness. That goes back to the primitive energy. It's really deep.
Right.
But then it's not deep if you look at the process. It depends who you talk to. And I've had a little run-in with a few of them brothers over there, because a lot of them have been so colonized. They don't know their own shit. They've lost all reason out of trying to go along to get along, and they lost all the original stuff like most groups do. You know, if I brought the
well, you know,
to Cole, because, go ahead.
Let me edify you. Let me edify you, Cole. We all going through the same thing, okay? To either more or less of a degree. I go through major headaches with these folks who are narcissists. You got the evidence, the coins, the last Holy Roman Emperor of Haiti, 1820. And they said, no, the nigga was a slave. This is how they talk about it. It's like, yeah, but look at this. He's descended from princes, nobles, knights. Here's his history. They got it right there. And the guy is using a Roman title, Rex. He's like, and you got the coin right there. You didn't share it to their Facebook page, and these guys are looking at the stuff, and they can't let go. So now they're going to devalue you to the point of trying to discard you. But yet you have to ask yourself the question, what exactly are they practicing? Because you and them can't be talking about the same thing. We're using
That's
the same
right.
words, but they have no knowledge of what they're saying. They really don't.
And they don't want to get it either.
I
was with Tom about 3 months ago and had to shut them down, man. The cat had to fool them and go to the house. Man, you know what the shit you're talking about. And you over there and you still don't know.
Yeah, ain't that something?
Yeah, that's sad. And now, yeah, I'm over here. And you're supposed to know more than I do. And you don't know shit in Shinola. I already jammed you in a corner and you can't come out.
Yeah, it's saddening because they taught us in general to be parrots. And what we do is we parrot what they said to say. I mean, even if you say you know Arabic, even if you say you know Hebrew, yeah, I know my Hebrew prayers. Okay, say something. They say it and you go, okay, so what does that really mean? Can you disconnect yourself from it and point to some place right here on the ground where that is? No, they can't do that. They're going to get mad at you for doing that. That's what I'm seeing. They blow up on you quick. It don't matter. Men, women,
yeah.
They've blown up on us behind this information. It's like, listen, you don't know who you're talking to. You're talking about Cole? Right. Let me tell you about Cole and Dwyer, okay? Documentation is the conversation all the time. Okay, we don't come short on that. That's the way it is all the time. We can go in books and pull stuff out. And some of the books I've posted, like I made mention of one from 1643. You know, we posting this stuff up on my Facebook group up there. And folks are like, you know, you got more non-brown folks coming up in there trying to say, hey, we want to be part. Can we join? Yeah, I love knowledge. So we're putting questions to them. Before they try to get in, I don't know this, I don't know that. I'm reading their stuff before we click the button to say approve. I'm serious, though. And meanwhile, what are our folks doing? Now, stay away from that site. Them niggas is crazy.
Yeah.
So they're busy calling us crazy, and half the world, South Africa, I got all these people chiming in. Haiti, Mexico, they're all chiming in on the page. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the invite. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I live here in Mexico City, and this, that, X, Y, and Z, they pointed out what the details are. So we know we're not crazy.
And all gods have a mother. All you have to do is tell us the name of your god, and we'll tell you the mother. The mother. That's all you got to do. And see, the Catholic Church is the one that made the female evil. And then all other religions picked up on it. Islam the same way, Judaism the same way. You don't recognize the female energy. Until you recognize the female energy, you can't grow talking about you in charge. You ain't in charge of shit. That's what makes the whole world unbalanced right now is because Mother Nature, you don't give no honor to her.
That's right.
And she's
kicking your butt right about now.
If you go to Psalm 68:4, it says, give praises to the God in heaven named J-A-H. Well, that was translated out of I-A-H, translated out of Y-A-H. That's in its feminine form. You don't give no praises to the female. You give praises to the hippie on the stick.
Yeah, the hippie on the stick. There you go.
And the Muslims give praises to Allah, who is humble, another man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dwight, I want to edify you by making you laugh.
You're out of balance by praising the male.
Now, Dua, you said something very key here, so I have to edify you real quick with the seconds we got left on the show. The reason that they can't, that they're not running stuff, and they haven't recognized that they're running stuff, they're wearing that special French cologne called Eau de Pew. So it covers up the stink. So they don't know they just dropped a big nasty one behind them, and they're still thinking they're running stuff.
Brother, all I can say, we brought it to the table. They can do what they want to do with it. But I'm like John Henry Clark. I only debate my equal with everybody else I teach.
And Cole, let me tell you something. They put me in Facebook jail. A guy asked me, was I playing chess? And I said, yeah, I got four niggas I play chess, and I keep a record book on how I whoop their ass. Do you know they said that was a hate speech and put me in for 30 days?
Hey, Dua, I got put in one of them Negroes chat rooms, timeout room. He said, I'm going to put you in timeout till you get some act right. Then I posted some more damaging stuff, which is documentation of the conversation. He let me out of his own group's jail, okay? And he lost some people over to my page. They've been on his page. He lost them because they came hanging out to me. They was like, what the hell is this? Because he hid even the comments we had going back and forth. I wasn't into name calling, but he was. Mm. Yeah, he told me he's putting me in timeout till I get some act right. That was wild.
Wow.
Well, brothers, it's been good. Who's going to do the closing? One of y'all do the closing prayer. I ain't stepping on no toes of no elder. I learned my lesson.
You can do it because I did the last time. I want to let brother Drew know Modupe, which means thank you in the Yoruba language for allowing us to come in.
No, you go ahead and close out, Cole. Do the honors.
Uh-huh.
You please go ahead and close out.
I will sit calmly upon the throne in the temple of my own body, between the two great pillars of positive and negative vibrations, balancing them to the point where I can radiate through my temple of light to all whom I contact the wonderful peace, pause, power, wisdom of our ancestors, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. I'm on your page now, but man, I'm enjoying reading it.
Okay. All right. Hey, just click if you want to be friends. I don't know if I sent it to you. Yasha Lawam.
Yasha Lawam.
Come on.